Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Pinchas. As a little bit of Akdama, the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings, what were the two Midos that Pinchas excelled in? He says the Mida of Yira, of Yira Shemayim, and that brings a person to the Mida of Bitochin. And these two Midas we find by Pinchas, that he was Yirei Hashem, and he was Batech and Yibayin Shem Tibik Kaddish, his name. That's what it says in Malachi, Beis, Brisi Hoysi Ita, Yachayim Vashalim. Because he says, the Rabbeinu Chai says, "Kinasim lo shtei midos elu, sheim achayim v'yasholim, b'schar shtei midos shoyibay, which were hayira v'yabitochin. Hayira that's ve'etnim lo moir b'schar moir shiyariyosi, bitochin b'fnei shmi nichasu, shebotach b'shem yisal yad bitochin in Hashem, lovay kineged kol hashevit, to kill the ganze shevit, laroig hanosi shelhem uvas melech, to kill." The Nazi in the Bas Melech, he could have been killed. That's what it says. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Because in the beginning, the Ben Bechai starts with a pasuk in Mishle Yudches. Pasuk Yud, it says, Migdal Oiz Shem Hashem. The name of Hashem is a tower of strength. Bo Yorutz Tzadik V'Niskov. Through it, a righteous person will race and be strong. So he tells you that the Shlomo HaMelech has come to teach you the Midah of Bitochin. And because Ki Abeteach B'Shem Hashem, Hine Ka Adam Shu B'Migdal Oiz, a person's on a tower. Kilu is in a tower if he's Beteach in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Yoshev Sham Levetach, he always stays there. V'lo Yira Misham Adam, he's not going to be afraid of anybody. Like it says, Hashem Lo Yira Mayas Li Adam. And Hashem will save him. B'Yorot Tzadik V'Niskav Min Atzoro. Like it says in Mishle, Yichov Tes, B'Yoteach B'Hashem Yisugov. Meaning Hashem's going to save him from all sorrows. So the two midas Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Pinchas excelled in was in Yir Shemayim and Bitochen and Ribbono Shel Olam. And Rabbi Yeruchim speaks out, we'll see Mitzvah in the Psukim, that you see the Moedik and Midah Gvura of Pinchas. What was the Moedik Midah Gvura? That he didn't have the Midah of Moirach, which is Shvachkeit, weakness of heart. And he was Mekane Kinnis Hashem. What was that? He says like this. Koyim loykina kinas Hashem. It says loyhoyanisha sorrow to pull mis the name shall Yisrael. Koyi chasashon kulam meisim magayva. They all died in magayva. Hine beezim midin etzdayin Pinchos. Asher bo hitzlas klal Yisrael mikiloyo in chashmanu tzlon. Mevor bekosav kihim midas agvura. The Indian was midas agvura. Zok tibiruchem. Zeo asher siper kosav achakav. It says v'shem ish Yisrael amuka. Asher hukas midyadin zimri ben Sali nesi veis avleshimoni. V'leipochad mishiftei shel Shimon. He wasn't afraid of the shevet of Shimon. V'shem Isha Muka Midyanis was caused by Bas Tzor, Roish Umayz Beisov Midyanhu. Hare Nichtav Batoira Pasuk Sholem, Leimer Lanu Shem Hazoina V'shem Aviya. The full Pasuk to tell you her name and her father's name. Rakloi Dia Midas Agvur Shal Pinchas. To tell you the Midas Agvur of Pinchas. Shaloi Heirach Liboy Lecharche Riven Melech Goyim. He wasn't Shvach. He didn't have weakness of heart to fight with this Melech Goyim. Obamakim Shanel Ma'alacha Mikulam, V'kulam Bao Bechia. The goal of Bechir, like Rashi says before in Perek Chafei Vav, he named him by Pinchas Midas Amoyrach. Bevada in his Balbal Daita, he would have Bilbal Adas if he had the weakness of heart. Vayanel Mami Menu Gamkein, the Alacha would have been forgotten from him. Avol Rotsa Kodesh Baruch Lefarsei Midas Agvura Shel Pinchas Lefichach Nelma Alacha Mehem. That's why he was forgotten. When Esparsu Midas Agvurosa Shel Pinchas Bekinas Hashem Kinas Hashem. Akolponim, you can understand that was his midas gvura. How great grace it is he brings from the altar from Kelm. With that, Rabbi Yisai, we begin the parsha. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leim. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Hakoyin. Pinchas the son of Elazar, the son of Aaron Hakoyin. Heishiv ischamosi mi'al b'nei Yisrael. He turned back my anger, my wrath from upon the b'nei Yisrael. Bekanei eskenosi, when he was zealous and he avenged my anger and my vengeance besoichom among them. V'lechilisi as bnei Yisrael b'kinosi, and I did not consume the bnei Yisrael in my anger and my vengeance. Zok Rashi Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Hakoyin l'fish ayu ashvatim mevazim oisei, because the shvatim would humiliate Pinchas. Hari Isam ben Puti said, did you see the son of a Puti? Shepitim avi imoy agolm l'avodah zara, whose mother's father fattened calves for avodah zara. Right, referring to who? Referring to Yisroi. V'horik nasi shevet b'Yisrael. All of a sudden, this grosser Yachson comes and kills a nasi b'Yisrael. V'ichach bo'akosav, and his v'ichasei acher Aaron, is miyachzim to Aaron. Effective shteiman, And everybody in Avodah Zarah, everybody in Mitzrayim was also over the Avodah Zarah. Besides the Rambam says Shevet Levi. So what was it, the pointing fingers at him? Look at Zayda was Yisra. Excuse me, you were also over, Zayda was also over the Avodah Zarah. Factor Shteyman. Dr. Shteyman, the teva of a person is that he always focuses on the bad, on the tzara shlili, on the negative aspect. Ah, it's by you two, the chisar. Nah, don't worry about it. We'll ignore that. We're going to focus on the negative aspect. So he's Dr. Shteyman. V'kana yes kinasi, v'nokma yes nikmasi. When I took, when he avenged what had to be avenged for me, b'kotzvay yes aketzav, when he expressed the rage, shahayali liktsav, which I should have been enraged, the Bereshit says, I should have been angry. Kaloshin kina, any word kina, hu amischara. Whenever you find it in Pesukim, it refers to the one who settles a score. Linkoim nikmas dover, to avenge the vengeance of an Indian. In Old French, is emperament, belaz. So Rashi says it's brisi shalom. I'm going to give him brisi shalom. Shete'eloi levris shalom, that it should be for him, for a bris of peace. Ka'odama machzik toive v'chinos, like a person who gives goodness and he feels thankful and he's gracious. Lamisha oisi my toive, does with him a favor. Afkan also via perish like Kadosh Baruch Hashem declare to him shlei moisav the Benjamin's feelings kaveyachal of friendship to him. Pasuk Yud Beis lachein emor. Therefore say hineni noisin lo yis brisi shalim. Behold, I give him my bris of shalim. Pasuk Yud Gimel vahoisel lo yil lazari acharav bris kuhunas oilom, and it should be for him and for his offspring after him a bris forever. Asher kinei leleikav, because he took vengeance for Hashem, for his Hashem, vayechaper al b'nei Yisrael, and he atoned for the b'nei Yisrael. So there were two things. There was tachas hashekina lelekov, and there was also vayechaper al b'nei Yisrael. So drashi v'hoi saloi, it should be for him, brisi zois, this bris for me, brisku nasoilom, sha'af al pi, shekvar nitna kohuna, lezari shal Aaron, even though the kohuna was given to the zari of Aaron, lenitna el Aaron, it was only given to Aaron. Ulavanav shanim shuchu imay, and his sons who were anointed with him. Ultaldoisam shayalidim, and all the children they would give birth to. Acham shemchason, after they were anointed. Avil Pinchas shenoyel koydim, okay, and Pinchas was born before this, before they were anointed. Vilay nimshach, he never had anointed, he was never anointed. Levala chlal kohuna, he never entered the klal of kohuna. At kan, up until this point. Vachain shanin bezvachim, lindin zvachim, lindin skayin, Pinchas did not become a koyin. Achahargal Zimri until he killed Zimri. So Frek Tosus in the back, how is he matam himself? If he's a Koyan, how could he be matam himself? Frek Tosus, Makshima Oilam. Actually, the Rosh brings it. Listen to this Lashon of the Rosh. Makshima Oilam, the Welt Frekt. Who's the Welt? My Rebbe always said, the Oilam is the Oilam Yeshivas. That's the Welt. The ganze Welt exists in Yeshivas. Makshima Oilam. Eich Timei Atzmei Pinchas Bariga Zimri. Frek the Rosh. How was he matam himself? With the Riga of Zimri, he was a Koyin. V'yesh loymer, like this. Like Rashi said, Shalein eskayin pinchas achahorg lezimri. V'mishan ve'ele chukam lekoyin. Like the Gemara says in Svachim, Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. And Mele, he wasn't Tomei. Avul kosher, rei oviv koyin. Alechol apachas koyin head yitu. V'hu muzer al Tomas Meis. V'yesh loymer shadayin, kishe heiser yodav me'elein ha'i goysis u'mefarchis. V'loy hi metame loyhu, v'loy ha'isha. Loy hi metame loyhu v'lisha. He wants to say, one second, that he was good, that the Pinchas, the Zimri, and the Cosby were goises from Mefarches, and they weren't dead yet. They were almost dead. Mele, he did it, and then they ran away, and then they died. So Mele didn't kill them then. As I stated in the Rosh. Ayin Shom. Okay.
Did Pinchas become like Eliyahu Hanavi or something?
Yeah, so Tosis brings that it's Eliyahu Hanavi. Who is it? Here. It's Bekabal, we know it's Eliyahu Hanavi, he brings it down. Is it Gemara Babasra? I saw it quoted over here from the other, was it the Rosh or the Tosfos? I saw it's quoted, I have to find it. Al-Kopanim, on this Pasuk it says, V'hoysa loy lezaroi briskun asoylam v'yichap al b'nei Yisrael. So the Medrash Rabbah asks, V'chi korban hikriv shenemba by kapara? He was makar v'korban that he got a kapara? All he did, he killed someone. El lametcha shekala shayfich daman shel rishayim ki ilu hikrif korban. It teaches you that anybody that's shayfich the dam of a rasha, it's he was makrif a korban. Now I don't suggest this because unless you could overpower him, takelike, and you're stronger than him. But otherwise, basically, nowadays you might get arrested. But later, but that's what the Chazal say. Now there's a line from the Rebbeinu Bechai. He says such a moedik azach. He says like this. Vimkein Pinchas Garm Li Yisrael comes out. Oyrich Yam Mishnois Chaim. May Oisis Manat Seifa Oilam. He was growing them a long life. That's why you zeich forever. Mida connected mida ki pinchas elio. Frag Dr. Rabbeinu Chaya. Kenyan shamar navin malachi beis brisi hoisi ito echayim v'shalom v'nemar kan es brisi shalom. So Rabbeinu Chaya brings us tak elio anovin. Vaiter. Briskun as oilam. So we saw that leilai kov zok drashi vaiter b'shvilei kov for his God. Kemoya mekani ateli like the lamid of li. Are you being zealous for me? It says b'shvili, which means for my sake. I've been zealous for tzion, which means b'shvil tzion. The pasuk says in Zechariah ches beis va'ayin shom in Rashi. Pasuk yudalid v'shem ish yisrael, the name of the ish yisrael hamuka that was slain, that was killed. Asher huka es midyanis, who was slain with the Midianite woman. Zimri ben Salu. His name is Zimri ben Salu. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Was it Shaul ben Akananis? Or was it Shlumil ben Suri Shaddai, who is the Nasi Ves Avla Shimoni, like the Pasuk Firzais?
It says Zimri ben
Salu. Oh, so it says Zimri ben Salu. But the Gemara says it's Shaul ben Akananis. And if you make a cheshbin, he was 250 years old at this point.
Wasn't he a big tzaddik?
He was, but it says he was...
Yeah,
but the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that was Shaul ben Akananis. And if you make a cheshbin, he was 250 years old. Rav Chaim Kanievsky makes the cheshbin, and Rav Steinman makes the same cheshbin too. Because someone asked Rav Steinman, what? Koirach, we make cheshbin, was 250 years old also at that time. What's he looking? He was such an old man. What's he zuchin kovid? Phinesias? So he says, L'shitascha, what about Zimri? The feeder sheet that says, Shaul ben Akananis, he was 250 years old. Tell me, he's looking for taivas at that age? That's what Rav Chaim answered him back.
At the end of the parasha last week, we actually says, the Shevchim came and told him, yeah, we're about to get chiyum mitzvah. You're standing there and doing nothing.
Right.
So he came along and was mizan also.
No, he wanted to, but that was Rabbi Yochum speaks that that was his gevuras adas and his menuchas hanefesh. He was mara himself to them. Kilu, he wanted to join them too. And he bossy lysas maisa also. He says it's such gevuras adas for a person to do that, to show kilu he wants to be mizana with them also. That's how they let him in. But we'll see over there. But we'll see this soon. I'm talking about Pinchas. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Zimri.
Oh, what about Zimri?
Rashi says, pasuk hey, pasuk hey, pasuk,
there was old people in the world then. You know, Bilam was long.
That's one sheet that Targum Edison says. Yeah, but there's theories. Some say it wasn't. It's not the pasha. We saw about elastic. If Bilam was loving.
Right.
Yeah. And Sancheriv had a long white beard, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. I mean, so what? So the guy had long beards and the old people. The Gemara says that he became a barber. I didn't show the Gemara in Sanhedrin.
He was the first.
Yeah, his beard.
Pirate.
First pirate.
Again,
oh, that was Bilam. 33 years old. The Gemara says 34, 35. It says, Shivim Shana. He lived 70 years. Gvura is Shemayim Shana. But Bilam, it says by Rishayim, Lo Yechatsu Yemeim. They don't live out half their days. So the Gemara says either he was 34, 35 years old.
No,
and he limped in one eye, and he was a big beltaiva. But besides that, he was gefarlich than Bilam.
Remember, was that since he was Lavan,
yeah,
when he was born,
yeah,
the amount of years he lived was half the years he was born in the world.
It's a pshat they say, yeah.
So
yeah,
think
of
Joshua.
He was like 600
yeah.
years old.
Okay, Al Kapanim. We can talk about this
he
soon.
Born, like, the year 12,
one second. Okay, here. So, now the pasuk fears always he was the sea base. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Right, they said to him, what's the pshat? Yeah, you're sitting over there, where are they doing
the
misa? Okay, so I give you a mar malkum. They say, I know, you have to see the Gemara and pay bays in Omer Aleph and Sanhedrin with the marshosom over there, because there's a hemshech, Rashi's Makatzer. Over there, Rashi's Makatzer. We spoke at Abishaita what the whole Indian was over there. Ayin Shom, it's a sug you have to look into. Akoponim, it says, so you see the Zimri ben Sali, was Shaul ben Akananis, he was 250 years old, or some say it was Tsurishadoi ben Shulumiel ben Tsurishadoi. The Mepharshim bring down. Nasi ven veis Avla Shimoini, he was the prince of the father's house of the Shimon. So now the Medrash says he wasn't like Shimon. Shimon was Mekanikinis, he said, Achazoini Yasa Achaseinu by Maisa of Shechem. And here he went the exact opposite from his Shevet. Nisi Shevet Shimoni was Mefagent. He went to be Mezana. The exact thing what Shimon stood for by Shechem and Dino, Chazoni Yasech Chazoni, to fight against those, he went to be Mezana. The exact opposite, it says. Zogt Rashi, Nesive Savla Shimoini. Oh, before, Vishem Ish Yisroel. B'mokim sheyiches es a tzadik l'shevach. Yiches es a rosh l'gnayu. In the place where we trace the yichus of a tzadik for praise, so that's when we trace the yichus of a rosh for gnay. Nesive Savla Shimoini. Le'echad mi'chamesh es bati yavis. From 105 out of bati yavis, shahoyu l'shevet shimon that shimon had. Davrach, another pshat. This tells you the Shevach of Pinchas. Even though this person who he killed was a Nasi, he didn't hold himself back from being Mekane for the Chil of the Ribbono Shel'olam's name. That's what the Torah says for Netzach. You should know who the one was that the guy got killed to. I don't care who it is, but if it's Emes Kines Hashem Tzavokos, then even if he's a Nasi Shevet B'Yisrael, he killed him. Now, Yaakov Kamenetsky says this is the uptouching emes of kanois. Kanois has to be first if you know Torah, and then after it's a Torah to get kanois, then you can do kanois. Kanois doesn't necessarily mean what people think kanois means nowadays. Kanois means it's if you learn Torah and Yitam Chol does kanois, that's a Torah to get kanois. And he brings rise to them. He's marich a lot of places, and I didn't see it inside this week, but Mishtam he's marich in Parshas Pinchas also. It's one of the Rosh Parshi is from the Parsha from Kanois. It teaches a vitzadon kanois. It's Allah has had to do it. Pasuk tezvav v'shema isha hamuka, and the name of the woman, Hamidyanis, this Midianite woman who was slain was Kozbi Vastzor. Her name was Kozbi Vastzor. Rosh umois, he was a head of people. Beis av b'Midian hu, of a father's house in Midian. He wasn't stam. He was a chosh of a person. And his daughter, it says that Bilam gave, once some says Machlaikas, who gave him the Eitzah? Either the Ziknei Midian, the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings down, or the Ramban learns, no, the Korav Eli, that Bilamka was the one that gave the Eitzah that he should send, because his daughter was very beautiful, it says, she was Noah, and maybe she was a princess. Go be Elakem Shel Zael Husayne Zinma, go be Machshel them in Znus. And the Gemara says the whole story that the Sekeina used to sit in the inside, on the outside, and the younger one used to sit in the inside, and she used to try to make to believe that it's for Tayelis to come to the inside, then he'd be Mazana with him. Akalpanim, that's the Indian. She came from a chashuv person. Either Bilam or the Zik, the Ramban learns, gave the Eitzah to Machshel Klal Yisrael. Vakor Velai says that it was Bilam, or the Rebbeinu Bechai says no, it was the Ziknei Midian. Zok Rashi, v'shem Isha Hamuka, the name of the woman, the Midianite woman, was Chule. It says Leidiyacha, Sinasin Shel Midianim. That tells you the sin and the hatred of the Midianim towards Klal Yisrael. Shefkiru Bas Melech Liznus. They were mafkar bas melech, a princess, teznos, kedei lahachtias Yisrael, in order to make Klal Yisrael bichoyte. Reish umeis v'goymer, echad michameshes malchim minchan Midian. He was one of the five kings of Midian. It says, es evi, ves rekem, ves tzor v'goymer. V'hu ayachoshev mikulam. He was the most prominent of them all. Shenemer says, reish umeis, the head of people. Lofisha noag bizoyim ba'atzme, he treated himself in a bizoyim deke oifin, lahafkar bitoy leznos, to mafkar fiznus manushlishis, he's mentioned in that pasuk third. So we see over here, you see the most chashuv of melech what he does with his daughter. We saw the most chashuv of navi last week, what he did, what he himself did, right? He was haskein iskanti, he lived with his animal, and you see the grace of the chashuvim shebahem, right? And these were the chashuv ones. Imagine what the lowlifes of them were like. And you see the melech, he's mafkar's daughter fiznus to meach the klal yisrael. It's fair look what their rashim, their heads of state are like. Base of Zagrashi, Chamisha Bati Ovois Hoyle Midian. Midian had five Bati Ovois, Eifa, Va Efer, Vachanoich, Vavido, Veldo, Vizeu, and this one, Sor, Hoyemelech Lechdemahem, was king of one of them. As I stated in Bereshis Chafe, Pasuk Dalit. Pasuk Tesvov. Vayedaber Hashem al Moisha Lehim, Hashem spoke to Moisha saying, Tzoroi Resa Midyonim. Antagonize, be mitzayr them in yadim, vihikisa moisam, and smite them. So Rashi, tzaror, antagonize them, kemoi zachor. It's the same nikud as zachor, remember, shamor, safeguard, lashon hoiva. It's a lashon hoiva, present meaning. Aleichem la'ayivoisam, it's incumbent upon you to treat them as enemies. So there's two pshatim over here. The Malbim says that be'etzim by melchemes mitzvah, you have to be makdim b'sholim. You have to be paitzeach b'sholim to offer them peace. You don't just start antagonizing them and attacking them. The Rambam holds you have to be paitzeach b'sholim. But by Midian there's an exception, since it says mefurish in the pasuk like the Malbim tzorer es Midyanim, antagonize them, vekisem oisem, and smite them. Therefore, there was no inyan of being paitzeach b'sholim. Pasuk Yudches, Ki Tzayrim Heim Lachem B'Nichleim, because they antagonized them, they antagonized you through their conspiracy. Asher Niklu Lachem Al Dvar Pa'or, that they conspired against you over the Inyan of Pa'or. Val Dvar Kozbi Vas Nisi Midyan Achoysam, and the daughter over the whole Inyan of Kozbi, the daughter of the prince of Midyan, their sister. So it wasn't Mamish the sister, but it's considered their sister because they sent her. The Chizkuni speaks out. Hamuke, that was slain b'yom ha-mageifa al dvar pa'or, on the day of the plague over the Inyan of Pa'or. It's like Rashi, ki tzayrim heim lachem v'goyim al dvar pa'or shefkirum b'naseyam l'znus, that they were mafka the daughters for znus, k'day latoyischem acha pa'or, to be mati you after pa'or. V'es moyav letziv l'hashpin, but Hashem did not command Yikla Yisrael to destroy moyav v'fnei rus, shoyisasi de lotis mehem. Like the Gemara says in Bava Kama, since Rus was going to come out of Moav, so don't be mitzare them, don't destroy them. Factor Steinman, we find by Yeshua in Perek Vav, Rochav Azayin had to get out of Yericho. So what did they do? They killed everybody else out and saved Rochav. So too over here, kill everybody else and save Rus from there that was going to come out. Whoever Rus was going to come out for, what's the Goyse Indian, Factor Steinman? He vibes Tzarchim, what was the Hezber? Why do you have to kill out all the Midianim? But the Malbim says, but since there was a special Indian of Yitzaras Midianim, get rid of them. So Mimela, that was the Indian that to get rid of them. And the Rechaim speaks out over here that they were Bezuya Vakala, that they were a very, very lowly nation. So Mimela, there was an Indian to get rid of them. That Lachar can answer up a little bit what was the Indian, why to get rid of them. Yeah, you could, but Lemaisi, you could say that. Lemaisi, you could say that. The Schos of Rus that came out of there, what? Well, nice, we don't know Cheshbain is Shemayim, why Dafka Rus had to come out of there, such a nation of Moyav, but Lemaisi, we don't know if Shemayim writes, but that's what Lemaisi was. Moshim said, don't destroy them. But Midian destroy. Perik Chafal of Pasuk Aleph, Vayihi Acharya Magefa, it was after the Magefa. So there's a pisk on the Emtzah of the Pasuk. We're going to see in Rashi what's the Indian why. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Elazar ben Aaron Hakoyin leimer. Hashem said to Moshe and Elazar, the son of Aaron Hakoyin, saying, "Zok Rashi, Yacharei me'ageifa, Moshe l'roya." This can be compared to a shepherd shenichnasu ze'ev mutaych edroy, who wolves came into his eder, into his flock. V'harguban, and he killed some of the sheep among them. Who mayneis him? He starts counting them. Leida, to know minyan and esaros, the ones that are remaining. Same thing over here. There was a plague. Moshe wants to know what happened. There were 24,000 people that were niftar, and some say it was in Gansin from Shevet Shimon only, not from anywhere else. But Hashem wants to know what's left. Now tell me, the Boishim has to know what's left. Yes, the Boishim knows. I call Goli Lefonov. Right? He has to know. What was the Indian? So the Shaila is also, how did they do it? So the Malbim says, oh, they machtes a shekel, they did it. But the whole Indian needs Hezbo Lemaisa. The Boishim has to count them. What's the Moshel? And what's the chlal, the dimyan to the marshal over there? Why does the roya count his sheep? Because he loves his money. The Banisham loves us much more than the roya loves his money. So what's the whole dimyan bechlal? I saw Rav Shneiman asks in Eliyahu Shachar. What's the whole Indian? Ayin Sham, he's still by Pesachim, but it needs Hezbo, the whole Indian over there. Davar Acher, Keshi Yatsu Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim, Nimtzur LaMoshe, they were given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, Nimtzur LaBeminyan. They were given over with an exact number of those who he was put in charge. They knew exactly how many were there. Achshav Shekar of Lomas, now Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to be Nifter, Lahachzer Tzoyne, to return the Tzoyne, Kodeshim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Machzirim B'Minyan, he gives them back exactly by a number. So the feet of second Pshat, we can understand why they were counted, because since it was given over to him B'Number, B'Minyan, so now he has to return B'Minyan. But the first Pshat, it's a Moshel to Royo, you're going to count his sheep. So what's the whole Dimyan Devechal? What? It's a Moshel Shabbat, it needs Hezbo, the whole Indian. Ribbono Shel Olam loves Klal Yisrael much more than the Royo loves his sheep. What's the whole Dimyan Bechal? Now, Lemaisa, why was there a pisk over here in the Emtz over here? Well, does anybody know Pshat over here? Why was there a hefsik over here? It's a new Inyan, but what's, obviously it's a new Inyan, but why? Why is the pisk over here, Emtza Perek? In middle of Pesach, what's the Pshat?
Because
the Magefa stopped. That's the Inyan to be Mafsik, the Magefa is this. Oh, so that's what somebody Rishonim say, to tell you that's what the old Inyan was. There was a pisk of Emtza Pesach, to tell you that there was a Hefsik over here. Here, Zokta Baal Turim. Parsha Zu, Psucha, Sha'osa Hefzik. Very good. Beina Magefa Laminion. Parsha made a Hefzik between the Magefa to the counting. Shalai Tishleita Magefa Bifkoidaisam. That the Magefa should not have any Shlita over them when he's going to count them. Because we know there's Ein Yates Edovash Abaminion, there's Yetzara. So the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't want the Yetzara to, that may mean the Ayin Hara, to be Shoilit in things. So Meili made a Hefzik over here when he counted them.
What happened
in
the
Magefa?
People who were in
Mizana
also died?
Yeah, all those that were in Mizana did die. Yeah.
People who were in Mizana were killed.
People who were in Mizana were killed?
Yeah, so what was the Magefa about? Even people who were not
Mizana? Oh, so I saw Hashem say whoever was involved in it. Whoever was involved in it died in that Magefa. The
people who actually didn't know they were killed for me.
They were killed by Misa, so why were the other ones? Oh, the other ones that weren't Moiche, I think that's the Pshat. Yeah, that's the Pshat, they weren't Moiche. So now, they weren't Moiche, so Mela, that's the Indian why they were killed. See, I saw one of you trying to say that it was only from Shevet Shimon, but I understood that was also from the other Shvatim. I have to see my mind that a little bit better. Okay, pasuk beis suas roish kol adas bnei Yisrael. Take a census of the entire aid of assembly of bnei Yisrael. Mi ben esim shon of a mile from 20 years of age and up. Lebeis avoysam according to the father's house. Kol yoytzit tzav b'Yisrael. All who go out to the tzav in klal Yisrael. So Rashi will try to get the sheni. Another two psukim. Lebeis avoysam according to the father's house. Al shevet ha'av yisiyachsu. Their lineage, their yichus goes after the shevet of the father. V'loy acher aim, but not after the mother. Pasuk Gimel Vayedaber Moshe VeElazar Hakohen Oisam BeArvis Moyov. Moshe and Elazar Hakohen spoke with him in the Arvis Moyov Al Yardin Yerichai Lamer by the that means in the plains of Moyov by the Yardin near Yerichai saying Pasuk Dalid Mi Ben Esim Shana Vamola from 20 years of age and up Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Hayoytzim Yaitz Mitzrayim as Hashem had commanded Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael. Who were coming out of the land of Mitzrayim? Zaktrash Yudaber Moshe VeElazar Hakohen Oisam. Moshe and Elazar Hakohen spoke with them. Dibru Imam. They spoke with them. Alzois about this Indian. Shativa Mokalim Noisam. That Ribbono Shel Olam commanded them to count them. Leimar saying Amr Lahem Tzrichim Atem Limonis Miben Esrim Shana Vamayla. You have to be counted from 20 years of age and up. Kasher Tzivo. VeGoimer like as Hashem had commanded. Shiyehim In Yonam Miben Esrim Shana Vamayla. That those of 20 years of age and up should be counted. Shenemer, as it says, anybody who passes through the among the ones that are counted from the age of 20 years and up. So the Meshech Chochma asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell before in the beginning of the parasha? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to? Why did the Baruch Shem tell Moshe Rabbeinu Hinini Noisin Leis Brisi Sholim? Why can the Baruch Shem just tell Pinchas directly? Pinchas was also a Navi. You know, Hinini Noisin Leis Brisi Sholim. The Baruch Shem has to tell, send the Shliach Moshe Rabbeinu to tell it to him. So the Meshech Chochma says a word. That I'll be the Rambam. The Rambam says that if Ribbono Shel Olam tells a Navi something ba'atzmoi, the Navi himself directly, Ribbono Shel Olam could be chayzer. So therefore, here the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want to be chayzer, so therefore he sent Moshe Rabbeinu as a shliach to tell it to him. As I bring the from the Meshech Chochma. Yeah, I'll read you the lashon over here.
I think the opposite, like it said, squeeze it in.
Yeah. He says the Targum. It says Lachain Amari Lhinin Lades as Brisi Shalom. He says the Targum Yonison Ben Zil Mefarish Shayomer Le Bishvua. The Bris Zeh Shvua. You have to say it with a Shvua. So he asks of Shteim in the beginning. V'tzarach Bia Lama Nitzrich Shvua. Why do you need a Shvua? V'hine a Rambam Nagdomer the Perish Mishnayis Kosev. He writes like this. The Afal Pisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Lechoyze by Minavula Toiva. Enochan Amri Bein Shalom does not choyze from Minavula Toiva. Zeh Dafka Kishasholach Es Anovi Laftiach Toiva Lacherim. That's dafka when Hashem sent a Navi to be Mavtiach Toivah to other people. Avol b'nevul a Navi atzmoi, but the nevul to the Navi himself, shayach sheyachzer boy. Kadosh Baruch Hu could be choyzer, afilu b'nevul a Toivah, even if it's a nevul a Toivah. If it's Laftiach Acherim, Hashem will never be choyzer, but for his own personal nevul, Hashem could be choyzer. Lefi zeh yesh leimer zokter shteymer, de me'achah shenemer l'moyshe mefurish. It was said mefurish to Moshe Rabbeinu sheyoymer es a nevul le Pinchas, that he should say the nevul to Pinchas. I raise that Moshe Nemer lePinchas ba'atzmit. Kilu was said directly to Pinchas. V'imkein, are you shayach shekadosh baruch hu yachzer by me'avtocha zuz? It's shayach shekadosh baruch hu be choyzer from this avtocha. Mishum hochi nishbal zeh shelo yachzer by. Mele Targum Yonison says he was swore that he shouldn't be choyzer. Upirish zeh yetochein. He says l'divri Targum Yonison ben Azil. which God, it's not the Targum Yosef Nezil, the Rebbe Chanan writes that it's really Targum Yerushalmi, but the Bocha Dezetzah called it, the Matfisim called it Targum Yonison. Anyway, the Mashal Kosov, he says, Amar HaKavona LePinchas, V'loy LePirish HaRamban V'atur L'chein Amar HaKavona LYisrael, not the Klaiso. Okay, it's a Shai Lehu, what the Kavona was, the Pinchas of Klaiso. So he says, Omnon Tzarech Bir Mashayich Lachzer Misholim. How can it be Chayzik from Sholim? Ein Zeh Shum Avtoch Alabo. It's not a Avtoch on the Vayter that this and this is going to happen. Omnon Zokter from the Meshach Chochma Makshe Loma Makadosh Baruch Om LeMoshe Sheyom LePinchas. Why did HaKadosh Baruch tell Moshe to say Pinchas? V'loy Omer LePinchas Atzmi. Tell Pinchas directly Shagam Hu HaYinovi Ez Derech Hikiven HaNovi. Metaritz l'fi divrei Rambam manal that nevula toiv and emeris l'novi atzma Hakadosh Baruch Hu yochel lachzibui a nevula toiv that said to the novi himself not to be mafteich other people shem could be choizer shem hochi nemra nevula al yidei Moshe zoktur shmechah shalachma kafta v'ferach. That's why the nevula was said that to Moshe ben al yidei nevula, so the Bnei Yisrael should never be choizer from the nevula to Pinchas. Now that Rabbi Sai, we complete so far till Shaini.